This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Ennis, it's E-N-N, like November, E-S, date of birth November 19th of 1928. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ennis with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, chronic atrial fibrillation, bilaterally small kidneys, and history of elevated calcium levels. Her last visit was June 21st of this year. She has lost 7 pounds since her last visit and states that she's actually feeling fine. She's eating well, and there's really no reason for the weight loss, but she's not unhappy about the weight loss either. And she is accompanied by a family member to this visit. She does ambulate with a walker. She denies chest pain or palpitations currently. She has dyspnea on exertion and occasional dyspnea at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She doesn't require oxygen, no CPAP. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. The Zoprolol 2.5 milligram was recently discontinued, and she is still on amlodipine 2.5 milligram once daily. Physical examination, weight 180 pounds, pulse 69, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Neck is supple, no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. She does have severe arthritis of the hands and right eye ptosis and decreased eyesight in the right eye. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 13th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.2 with estimated GFR 43. Albumin 4.2, calcium is normal at 10.2, although that is at the high end of the scale. Sodium 142, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin is 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension currently at goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, history of hypercalcemia, currently normal calcium levels. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done every 3 months and to follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.